Every member has a family. Every family has a member who becomes curious about his family's trade. This may be someone who at an early age becomes interested in finding out who his ancestors are, or he may be one who, when he is retired, has the leisure time to delve into the history of his family. I am in the leisure time category, and I have to start from scratch with my research, as no one in the family has ever compiled any records of our past generations. I will add to this, and it will be rather rambling, as the information will be general and widespread over the years, but at least it will be a record that up to this time was not at all available in any form. I learned that there are records showing that property was owned by a deity that was dated 1720. This was acreage in Delaware Township in the area that is now Earlton. Jesse Haydock is trying to get more details about this and will tell me what he can find. In 1802, the Haddonfield Monthly Medium procured a well-qualified teacher and a member of the Friends Society. His name was Stephen Munson Day. He became headmaster. Later on, I learned that at the site of the present Borough Hall, which the Horton family mansion was torn down to build. Before that, on the premises, was a house that was owned by Stephen Munson Day, where he lived when he was the principal, or rather headmaster, of the Friends School. The Grand Army of the Republic, Davis Post number 53 of Haddonfield, in 1886, listed among its officers Gilbert L. Day, quartermaster. The membership was then about 50, and among it was a Henry Day. Mr. Bill Schleck has told me how Lafe Day, which is a contraction for Lafayette, was the foreman of the Willis Coal and Lumber Yard around the year 1871. He told me how he was read more than once when my grandfather caught him and whaled him with a broken lath when he caught him timing on the piles of lumber. In the family Bible is the birth record of Benjamin S. Day, 1805. It seems indicative of something patriotic that my father, George W. Washington Day, my grandfather, Lafayette Day, and my grandfather was named Benjamin Franklin Day. Could it be possible if I went back far enough I would find that Christopher Columbus Day was really the pilot of that ship?